Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Keith Murphy. This past week, a well-intentioned news team used teen slang to encourage local students taking tests. For their efforts, the anchors were mocked, which is why there'll be no attempt here to keep it real. Am I right, Ed?
Yo, Murph Dog! Keep it on the down low. I tell you what, we got the high key right now. This is what we're talking about. 100. I'm in 100p, baby. Andy.
Yeet. Hell yeet, Ed. That hat is the GOAT. And your mega Doppler is the coolest of common knowledge. It's the COCK. The
I'm weak. MFW and Andy turned NSFW. Sound off, squad. Finish straight fire.
Never mind.
HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
We're glad you're with us here live on Sound Off alongside John Sears. I'm Keith Murphy, and the Final Four is set. Whew. With just one number one seed. This looked to me like one of those years we could get three, maybe even four.
I thought it was a dead runaway for all the number ones. And we all had Virginia, right, as the only number one seed to get through. The weakest number one seed who lost last year in the first round.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting Final Four. And we have a Big 12 team and a Big 10 team. So we can decide once and for all which of those conferences is best, right?
Whoever wins is the best conference of all time.
Sound off at 515-282-9010. Meanwhile, as the men's Final Four is set, there are still two more spots for the women, and the Iowa Hawkeyes hope to take one of those spots.
Yeah, it won't be easy. Iowa will have to upset overall number one seed Baylor. Let's sound off. 515-282-9010, and let's get more from our kid correspondent.
This is Laxton Brune reporting from Greensboro, North Carolina, where the Iowa Hawkeyes are going to take on the Baylor Bears and advance to the Final Four. We need you cheering. Go Hawks!
She did a great job. The sight of Fred Hoiberg coaching Nebraska won't be easy. Not for Cyclone fans. Hoiberg is arguably the most popular person in Iowa State history. Ball boy, star player, Sweet 16 coach. He's the mayor. Hoiberg was great for Ames and Ames for Hoiberg. But as we were reminded this week, Hoiberg's roots are not solely in Ames. People forgot that or tried. Fred was born in Lincoln. His parents both graduated from the University of Nebraska, and his grandfather coached the basketball team. Fred grew up cheering Nebraska football, which is why he was thrilled when Tom Osborne himself asked Hoiberg to play quarterback. Many did not see this move coming, but it makes sense. Hoiberg left Iowa State, his choice, and ISU does not have an opening, nor should it. Taking the Nebraska job is consistent with who Hoiberg is. He loves coaching, the Midwest, and family connections. Nebraska offers all that, plus $25 million, and a program with the same number of NCAA tournament wins as Ames High School. So if you truly like Hoiberg, as so many do, you wish him well. He's not coaching in the Big 12 or going head-to-head with his alma mater, and he will always love Iowa State. And if you don't like it, that's okay too. He understands. But it's Fred's life. He gets to write his own script. I, for one, hope it has a happy ending.
those matchups against Iowa will make it be a little more fun, right?
Yeah.
Iowa-Nebraska. All right, the Hawkeye women are the only team left standing from our state. Bluter's Bunch is in the Elite Eight for the first time in 26 years. I'll be honest, I don't really remember that team or tournament in 1993. I was in sixth grade and probably more interested in what was on the lunch menu at school. Well, that 93 team actually ended its season with an overtime loss in the Final Four to Ohio State. Women's basketball normally takes a back seat to the men, but not tonight. This Iowa team is fun to watch, mainly because of how much fun they're having on the court. As fans, we sometimes forget that sports are entertainment and meant to be fun. Sure, winning is more fun than losing, but these Hawkeyes have been a breath of fresh air. Always smiling, so much joy, and no lack of celebrating any win. Lisa Bluter is in her 19th season at Iowa. She was hired 1 year after Kirk Ferentz. For years, the knock on Bluter was, she was good enough to get teams to the big dance, but could never reach the Sweet 16. The same label followed Phil Mickelson back in the day. Great golfer, but could never win a major. Phil then broke through, and now he has 5 major championships. Bluter broke through in 2015, reaching the Sweet 16 for the first time in her career. She's now in her first Elite Eight. I love it when good things happen to good people. Lisa Bluter is a good coach, even better person who deserves a season like this. She's incredibly likable, someone you want to root for, unlike the opposing coach she'll face in the Elite Eight. The Hawkeyes are big underdogs against top-ranked Baylor. They'll leave it all on the floor, and regardless of the outcome, I'll remember this season for a long time.
Baylor coached by Kim Mulkey, who is in the know.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I am in the know.
John,
I've never seen this before. You have good timing. Every line.
It's probably because of what I just said,
women's
right?
Women's basketball. I've never seen that before.
Let's do it.
Let's get started here with Mike in West Des Moines. Mike, watching Iowa on this run, what do you think?
Well, first of all, gentlemen, you know, and I think personally they can beat Baylor. But the thing that they need to do, they need to run them up and down the court. Every opportunity, run the ball. And if you walk the ball up and down the court, you're playing their game, and you're going to lose.
They're not going to sneak up on Baylor because Baylor, you could tell at the press conference today, is out to stop Megan Gustafson.
They are, and Baylor has, I think her name's Kalani Brown. She's 6'7". They have another girl who is like 6'5". So the caller is right there. I think Iowa can get out and run. Here's the main thing for Iowa. They can't turn the ball over. In Iowa's big losses this year, they've turned the ball over like 18 to 20 times. If they keep the ball in their possession, hit some threes like this, they can hang with Baylor. You put the pressure on a number one seed late in the game, maybe Baylor folds. But Iowa's going to need an A-plus game out of it.
Iowa State was tied with Baylor in the early fourth quarter, and then Baylor pulled away. They wore Iowa State down, but the Cyclones hung in there for a while. Bill is in Des Moines. Bill, what do you think? The Hawkeyes are 14.5-point underdogs to go to the Final Four.
Well, I think they can do it. Megan Gustafson, without a doubt, she's the top women's collegiate basketball player in the country.
She's great, and she's likable.
And, you know, she comes from Wisconsin, from a small town in Wisconsin, and how did Wisconsin ever let her get out of there? But I'm glad they did.
I'm glad they did.
And one other thing, can the women dunk the basketball?
There are a few who can. I don't know that there's anybody that's got the Kalani Brown, probably 6'7".
I have not seen her dunk. We saw that video of a 6'1 girl from high school this past week or so, you know, going to Stanford. She can dunk. So there's been a few over the years, Candace Parker, Brittany Griner. You know, there's been a few that have dunked, but it's not normal now.
It is time for lookalikes with a local connection. And Tiny Ref judges, I'm starting to warm up to the Tiny Ref
you
a
are?
Little bit. Yeah, I am. I know you
that.
And you two are in a feud, but I'm starting to like him. 11-year-old Mallory Colwell from Waukee Middle School says she noticed when Cincinnati was losing to Iowa that the Bearcats logo looks like the Chick-fil-A logo.
Whoa.
Tiny Ref.
I'm hungry. Look at that.
That's good. Nice job. Leave it to an 11-year-old to discover something like that. Marianne says Hawkeye basketball player Jordan Bohannon looks like Hawkeye State basher Michael Bublé. You know what he said over there in Lincoln?
What?
So suck on that, Iowa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Easy, Bublé.
Yeah, settle down, Bublé.
Jeez.
But Tiny Ref, is this a match? Now, Andy looks like Buble. But he doesn't look like Jordan Bohannon, right?
No, I don't think so. No, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Suck on that. Buble, you really want to start a war with Iowa?
Suck on that, Buble.
Guys, a nap always sounds good to me, but I've got no interest in spending 60 days in bed for NASA. Let's talk about what that's got to do with Major League Baseball next in What's Buggin' Andy.
Another game of knockout. One has to go. Places you might want to avoid.
Avoid. Okay.
Yeah. So which one do you knock out? In this case, it means the one you mind the least.
You mind the least. All right.
Yeah,
a porta potty, the DMV, airport security line, or the Windsor Heights Walmart. Which one do you mind the least?
Yeah, I would. I guess I mind the Windsor Heights Walmart.
Probably Walmart for me, because I figure I can still get some good stuff in there.
It can be a little crazy.
I'm in and out quick in there.
But yeah. I've been there many, many times.
The DMV is a no, and airport security is a no.
Yeah, they do a good job in Des Moines, but
other places.
A porta potty, it just depends who's been in there.
Yeah, it can be dangerous.
Andy loves baseball, but even love has its limits.
It's What's Bugging Andy.
The Major League Baseball season is underway. This was the earliest start to the season ever. Ironically, this is also a season in which Major League Baseball will be trying out some new ideas aimed at speeding up games, keeping fans' attention in a world that's more distracted than ever. You see the irony right there, right? This is like trying to get your kid more interested in reading by handing him a new copy of War and Peace. What the game of baseball needs right now is less, not more. The games move too slowly, yes, but the season is also too long. And to think that our dissatisfaction with a 3-hour game isn't also linked to a season which now runs a whopping 32 weeks is nuts. No one in his right mind today would design a sports season in which the worst team in the league still plays 162 games. Heck, even the fans of the best teams would love to see the regular season cut down so that they can get to the playoffs sooner. Now, I love baseball, and my team is usually good, but I love those Cadbury eggs too. And if you make me eat them for 3 hours a day from March through October, I'm not going to want more next year. Our grandfathers grew up with marbles, crosswords, and Viewmasters. No wonder baseball was America's pastime. My kids have tablets, Netflix, Instagram. Offering them Major League Baseball feels a little like popping sheets of bubble wrap next to the 4th of July fireworks. 90 games is plenty for a Major League season. It'll mess with the tradition and the record books, I know, but those have been messed with anyway. Making games more of an occasion and less of a daily occurrence seems like the most basic of common sense. And that is one thing that baseball actually does need more of these days. I'm Andy Fales, and that's What's Bugging Me.
Thank you, Andy. When Sound Off returns, who's in your five from Greensboro? And more live calls. We got Philip, Dave, and Paul all ready to sound off. At Sound Off 13 on Twitter, Laura tweets, "This is so hard. I want Fred to succeed, but I really hate Nebraska. I mean, really hate."
David writes, "I get it. Once a Cyclone, always a Cyclone, but it's hard to be happy with this choice from a beloved former Cyclone player and coach. He could have done better and not been next door. Ego is a powerful thing. He and Frost deserve each other."
Justin writes, "I do not get the hate from ISU fans right now. If they genuinely loved Hoiberg, I feel they would be happy. He doesn't have to sit home or be stuck in an NBA front office. Let the man get back to what he does best, coach college basketball." Who's in your five? Who's in your five? Whitney and Mark are in Greensboro. Here's a photo album from behind the scenes. At number five, Whitney, working on camera in Greensboro, getting ready for close-up, doing a great job. Number four, Mark parks too close to the bushes.
Is that a van?
Yeah, it is.
Mark rented a van? I didn't run a van till we had our third kid.
Rented a van. He loves family transportation, I guess. Number three, Whitney enjoys pizza at the end of a long day.
Amen to that.
Yeah, that's probably hungry by then. Number two, Mark wears a ray gun t-shirt under a suit coat.
What in the name of reverse GQ is going on here?
I don't know, in a hurry maybe? Whitney talked him out of wearing a ball cap. He was going to wear a ball cap with this outfit.
With that outfit? Thank you, Whitney.
Our boss would have suspended him for that.
Jeez.
And number one, the trip to Greensboro was a chance for Mark to reunite with his very smart sister.
I'm glad he didn't wear that t-shirt suit combo. She doesn't need to see that.
Well, that was maybe one shot too many. Let's get back to the phone calls. Philip is in Urbandale with a thought on the Hawkeye women as they get ready for the Elite Eight game. Philip?
Yeah, they're doing pretty good, and Megan Gustas looks like she's bound for the WNBA, don't you think?
Oh, no doubt.
She'll get a shot for sure, yeah.
She'll get a shot. And they didn't just win against NC State. What was the final total? Like 15
I think they won
points?
By 18.
18? Yeah. They blew them away, and NC State was playing near home. So looking good. Going to be tough, though. Be tough,
yeah,
tough challenge.
Taylor.
Yeah, that'll be tough against Baylor. It's the number one overall seed, but got a chance. You're in the game. Thank you. Dave is in Newton with a thought on the Hawkeye women. A new record after 23 years for calls on women's basketball. Go ahead, Dave. Dave? Do we call it a record if we don't hear from Dave?
Dave.
All right. Paul is in Boone. Paul, welcome to Sound Off.
How you guys doing tonight?
Great.
What's up?
Hey, I hate to spoil the record, but we're going on ladies basketball. I got it with Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball today.
Yeah, the national champion Bearcats, undefeated season. They finished it off on Saturday. They beat Point Loma out of California.
38-0.
Yeah, that's really good.
Northwest Missouri. See, I think that's their second title in the last 3 years.
I saw you show highlights.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people appreciate that.
A lot of Bearcat alums, I think, in the central Iowa area.
I guess, because it's unusual in Iowa to show highlights of a Missouri team.
Yeah.
But you did it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Maryville is like Southwest Iowa State, actually. There's so many people that go to school down there from Iowa.
Yeah.
Well, that must be the reason. There you go. Cool. Nicely done. Thank you for calling. When we come back, more live calls, plus Sears and I face off. Jordan Bohannon goes after the NCAA. Another game of knockout, place you might want to avoid, which one did you knock out? In this case, this means the one you minded the least, so it's a little hard to think about. I need to not do the reverse here.
Yeah, so the porta potty is the one you mind the least?
Yeah, because you got to go, right?
Yeah.
You appreciate a porta potty when you have to go.
Yeah, you don't.
So
don't
what ended up being minded the most?
Looks like the DMV. DMV and the security, a tie to 23%, which I said, the two worst places, man. Those are rough. All right, time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. Jordan Bohannon started a bit of a firestorm on social media. Bohannon posted a picture of an NCAA March Madness rug with the caption, "Give us the ability to make money off our name and we'll give you your rug back. You have 24 hours. 24 I like hours. It. Nothing will come of it probably, but I like it.
Kidnapping a rug is an unorthodox approach, but we get the bigger picture here. The NCAA tournament makes billions and the athletes get scholarships. That's not nothing, but it's a small percentage of the profits. We're moving toward the Olympic model for amateurism, John. Make money off your own likeness if you can, even if the NCAA hasn't realized yet that we're headed there. We are headed there.
Yeah, we are. The Cameron Lard saga is over at Iowa State. Lard is transferring. We've seen the potential, but Steve Prohm gave him more than enough chances. Right call to move on.
I think so. Sometimes the divorce works out well for both sides. Mm-hmm. This has that potential. If Lard ends up in Lincoln, Nebraska, Twitter might break.
Oh, boy. Bill Fennelly also received a contract extension this week. Well-deserved. Fennelly is the dean of Big 12 coaches and will likely be in Ames until he wants to step down.
And considered retirement last year but came back stronger than ever. Mm-hmm. Fennelly loves Iowa State as much as any coach has ever loved any place. He will retire in Ames. I'm sure of that.
Positive.
Yes, I'm positive. I'm in the know.
There will be no Hawkeye football spring game or open practice this year. Kinnick Stadium will undergo a turf replacement project, so that means fans will have to wait till the fall to get a glimpse of the team.
Right.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal, but we're moving toward eliminating spring football games. Mm-hmm. They haven't really been games for a long time. No one wants to increase the risk of injury. Iowa and Iowa State both have legit reasons for not having a spring scrimmage. But I don't think that's a coincidence.
I don't know.
No spring scrimmages this year. Yeah. Over, under, overrated. Picking underdogs in the overrated opening day. Let's switch to that. Yeah, let's go with opening day. Underrated. Forgot what was turned in.
Overrated opening day.
Yeah.
Underrated. Picking the favorites that is
no,
until most of this weekend.
I think it's the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, Sweet 16 being played. Opening day was up against March Madness.
Yeah.
So which did you pay more attention to?
Oh, March Madness.
Yeah.
Opening day of baseball is one of the most overrated things of all of sports.
Yeah, underrated knowing the content.
Hey, boys.
What's wrong with him?
1 minute. 1 minute.
1 minute. All right.
Every week, something.
Jeez,
with him.
Something. Teresa's in Des Moines. Hi, Teresa.
Oh, hey, guys. You are the SNL of sports here in Iowa.
We'll take that.
Yeah, I love you guys. Been listening to you for 28 years. Came from Kansas. I'm a female basketball player. Didn't even know what 6-on-6 was. But I would like to see more females, ladies, calling in to your show, and or maybe a lady on the show.
More, you kind of are distorted there. What did she say at the end? Or being on the show?
More women maybe calling
more
in.
Women, okay.
Love the Iowa progression.
It's a tough connection. Yeah. I'm sorry. I think we got the point. She wants more women calling and more women representing on the show.
Yeah, and Heather Burnside, been on here numerous times.
Whitney Blakemore's about to be
Whitney
on here.
Whitney was down in Greensboro. So, yeah, but we agree. Give us a call. Let's talk.
That's going to do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the Sound Off Send Off. Get to know the Hawkeyes, courtesy of Channel 13's Whitney Blakemore and Mark Freund.
My roommate here is Mackenzie Meyer. She's actually my roommate at home, too. She is obsessed with golden retrievers. Do not ask her about her dog because she will not stop talking about it.
Cutest dog you will ever see. Your name's Nala.
And she wears these really funny nightgowns to bed. She's like a grandma.
Every now and then I'll hear her crying to American Idol auditions because she gets very emotional about that.
So your roommate is?
Tanaya Davis. Okay, we all have our separate beds, but she always somehow ends up in my bed, all over my bed, on my side of the bed. I'm always like almost about to fall off the bed.
My name is Monica Sonano, and I'm roommates with Kate Martin, who's right here. And her weird fact is that before we go to bed, I always have to shut off the TV because if she touches the remote, she has to wash her hands after. Like, it's like every time she touches the remote, she immediately has to wash her hands right after. And that's her weird fact.
Just in the hotel room, because the hotel room remotes, like, a lot of people touch them. They're kind of gross, but I don't.
It's weird.
So we have 13 players on our team. I was the lucky odd one. I have my own room. I really don't like any light in my hotel room, like, shining in. I have to have the curtains, like, completely closed. Sometimes I'll put, like, a towel under the door.
Your roommate is?
Tomi. She kind of talks in her sleep a little bit.
In the summer one time she was talking about how she was like running away from jumping, and I was like, I got up and I was looking at her. I was scared.
My roommate here is Amanda Ollinger, and she is obsessed with Crocs. They are her favorite pair of shoes in the world. She has a ton of them, and for Christmas last year she got a pair of orange Crocs from the Secret Santa in the team, and she absolutely loved it. It was the best gift by far.
My roommate is Paula Vigno. She's from Spain, so that's cool.
And what's another interesting fact about her?
Stereotypically, like, she's from Spain, so that's cool. But I really think the most interesting thing is that she loves Nutella. Like, She loves it. She eats it like right out of the tub, like jars of it. And she like doesn't feel that bad about it. She's just like, yep, I love Nutella. So yeah, I'd say that's pretty interesting.